It's time now for a Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Evelyn. Good morning, LaVon.
Good morning, and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, the other day at the end of my program, one of those little things, you know, I say, until next time, I said, live each moment, but plan ahead. And so I thought, well, maybe we could just kind of peruse the idea of planning ahead. And do you have a planner? Do you have a calendar? Do you have an iPad? Do you have somewhere that, you know, you put all those notes to plan ahead? That's one of the good things to do. Well, I wanted to mention a couple things that to put on your calendar, however you keep it. Coming up pretty soon, February 14th, Valentine's Day. Is there something that you traditionally do on Valentine's Day? Or is this something you want to think about to plan something that you don't traditionally do, something special? If you want to plan something special, you know, it's probably a good idea to kind of think about that now and maybe make some plans, or just whatever happens, whatever works for you. And then moving ahead to the next month on March 14th, yeah, I want you to get on your calendar, however you keep it, that's Garden Seminar. A little earlier this year than some years, March 14th at the Atlantic High School. And, of course, planning has been underway for quite a while. Those of you who attended last year and previous years should be getting a card in the mail that says, save this date, March 14th, Garden Seminar. And for those who have not attended in the past, well, maybe you want to look into some of the programs and see if that's something you would like to do. It is pretty much an all-day program from starts at 9 in the morning. The program itself starts at 9 in the morning, but you can come before that for a little breakfast-type food. And then it ends after 3 o'clock in the afternoon. In between, there's lunch and a whole lot of speakers and some workshops. So, like I say, if you haven't been there before, you might want to look into. There's kind of something there for almost everybody. Even if you don't have a big backyard to work in, hey, there'll be some ideas for you. And then moving even further ahead, May, June, et cetera, into October, you have Produce in the Park. Plans are already being made for Produce in the Park, and if you would like to help with that in some way, if you want to be supportive and make sure that that goes ahead, then let me know, let Emily Kringle know, let Susan Retz know. We're kind of laying the groundwork for a lot of other people who help make that happen. So, you know, just step up, volunteer. It's really a neat kind of thing in my mind, and I know lots of other people just really enjoy coming to the Atlantic City Park or Produce in the Park. So think about that. If you'd like to volunteer, well, let's get your name on the list soon because plans are underway. Well, planning ahead, I thought it was kind of interesting earlier in the year, you know, like right around the first of the year, we get lots of information about planning your goals and all that kind of thing. Well, one of the things I ran across was how to organize your life. And I just kind of smiled when I read that, how to organize your life. In a few pieces of paper here, it tells you how to organize your whole life. Well, there were some helpful hints. And one of the first ones I wanted to mention is don't try to multitask. You know, we've heard so much in the past about, well, just you just get so much done if you multitask. Well, there's some pretty good research that says our brains don't work as well on any particular project when we're trying to work on 5 or 6 of them at the same time. So it depends on your definition of multitasking, but you may want to think about whether that's a good thing for you to do. Pick one thing, do it until it's done, and check it off your list. Otherwise, you'll continue having lots of little things that are just seeing little bits of progress and no completion, and it is a bit discouraging. And in along that same line, thinking about doing the things on your list, and we all have lists, right? That's one of the organizational tools is to make a to-do list. My to-do list sometimes get too long. Because thinking about the things on your list is not the same as doing the things on your list. If you get mired in thinking about what all there is to do, you won't actually do it. You'll just be frustrated and exhausted from all the thinking. So get the list made, and then pick out your priority and work on it. Another little tip they mention is, especially if there's something you have on your to-do list that you really don't want to do, you don't like to do it, but you know you have to do it, is pick out a chunk of time, 15 minutes, and work on it as hard as you can for 15 minutes with nothing else on your mind, and set a timer, you know, 15 minutes. You can plow through 15 minutes even though you don't want to work on this project very long. And maybe you'll find that you've accomplished enough, you'll want to continue working on it. But if not, you've got 15 minutes worth of stuff done. I've tried that before, and I'm going to try it again because I think it really is a really good kind of suggestion. Now, in the past, a number of times, I've talked about decluttering, and that's still high on the list for a way to get organized. Decluttering your space by getting rid of the things that you don't need, that you don't use, unnecessary things. And sometimes there's so much emotional attachment to some of those things that it's difficult to get rid of them. But if they're cluttering up our lives emotionally and in the space, yeah, we really do need to get rid of them. Take a photo of them and say, yeah, I'll remember that. And, of course, you know, that idea of taking a space, don't try to do the whole house at once. Take a space, maybe it's a closet, a drawer, whatever, some small space that you can do in a relatively short period of time, unless, you know, you have a week to dedicate this all week. And sort out those things, you know, the trash, there are things I know I have in my house that really need to go in the trash. Those things that are really good to use could be donated. And maybe there's some things that you want to try and sell. But get those things organized, get them divided and so on. And a last one I've really been trying to follow, either don't bring unnecessary things into your space, or if you bring in something new, what it is you can get rid of. And I've been really trying to do that with my clothes because, you know, we only have so many days a week, we only have so many weeks in a month, et cetera, to wear our clothes. How many clothes do we really need? So I've really been trying, when I buy something new, to get rid of something that I can donate that's still usable. Somebody will enjoy using it. Sometimes it's hard to do, but right now I've got a couple of those things to work on. And it's really kind of a good feeling when you know somebody else can use those kinds of things that you are not going to use. And don't bring something into your home, whether it's a piece of furniture or an appliance or whatever, unless you have a really good reason. You know, it's a big bargain. There are lots of sales out there. Save 75%, save 80%. But if you don't have a space for it or you're not going to use it very long, maybe you can walk by it and say, hey, that was a good decision, and feel good about not saving that budget money. Well, in this information on how to organize your life, they sort of divide it into organizing your space, which we've been just talking about, the decluttering, organizing your days, and just organizing yourself mentally. And some of those, of course, have to do with the to-do lists and the stop procrastinating that we talked about. I think everybody does need a place to write things down, because if you're trying to remember something, a to-do thing, and, you know, we have ways, we have reminders on our phone, on our iPads, et cetera. If we keep trying to think, I got to remember that, our minds get a little cluttered up with all of that, and we can't really concentrate on other kinds of work that we need to be doing. Here's one that you may question. You know, I think there's some pros and cons to that. Don't be a perfectionist. Well, maybe there are some times you really need to be a perfectionist, but there are other times when probably not. You know, if a project is adequately finished, you know, you've come to a point where it's good enough, maybe for some things that's okay. But there may be other times when you really do want to be as perfect as you can be. But pick and choose, you know, set those priorities about which ones you really want to work on until they're as perfect as you can make them. Another item that you may want to think about in organizing your days, and this is one that I find pretty difficult. You know, you put down the things that you have to do. You have a meeting here, you have to pick up the kids, you have to do certain things, but some of those are lots more important than others. So trying to prioritize what's most important and start with those, and some of the others, if they slide by the wayside, probably are not going to make a big difference in anybody's life. So those should go at the bottom of the list. And, you know, I do find it easier when I have my to-do list that it really feels good when, yep, I've crossed that one off. This one I have done, I can cross that off, and you look back at the list and go, well, yeah, I have, or I have accomplished some things today. So I don't know whether any of these ideas have been helpful to you, but they were good reminders for me. I can always get better organized as long as I've lived. I still can always get better organized, and I keep finding ways that might be helpful to that. So, as I said, we have lots of new technology that could be helpful, but for some things, for me, paper and pencil are still a helpful thing to use. You know, I have to just put in here, I had a friend one time that if she wanted to remember something or somebody gave her some information that she wanted to keep, she used a ballpoint pen and wrote it on her hand, and I've known several people like that. Well, it is something you don't lose. You know, you won't lose it until you wash your hands really well. I'm wondering if she uses her phone or her iPad or some other techie kind of thing, or whether she's still writing those notes on her hand because, of course, it's handy, so to speak. Well, let's remember, until next time, one of the organizing hints is something we should have learned in kindergarten and followed, and that is put things back where you found them.